Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
Been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success Chronicles.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with another episode of the Success Chronicles, and I am excited about this one to have my guy, Mr. Robert Jackson, on with us. A great man, has achieved some really neat things and doing lots to make a positive difference in our world. I'm so grateful to have him on. So first, thanks so much for taking the time to interview with the Success Chronicles.
Yeah, thanks for having me, my brother. God bless you for that, man. God, yes, the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. So I appreciate you having me.
Come on. Well, let's dive into it. I know off air we talked about your journey and some of the cool things that you've been blessed and fortunate to achieve. Tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and what it is you do so the audience will know, you know, who you are.
Well, you know, man of God first. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a coach. I'm a mentor. I'm a national speaker, author. I wear many hats. It just depends on the day. I speak nationally and internationally. I grew up in Indianapolis, went to Indianapolis Public Schools, also taught there, went to college in Kentucky, thought I was going to play in the NFL for 10 years. I played for 10 minutes. NFL stands for not for long. So I found myself limping into a classroom in the mid-90s, teaching and coaching and trying to make a difference with these kids. And here I am broken and depressed and dealing with anxiety and everything else from being cut from the National Football League. And God is still using me to work with these kids. I didn't understand it. Many of us go out every day broken, and he will take broken people to mend people and mend fences. So started off working with young men of color because that's who we was having. As a young man of color, you know, growing up, it was rough, you know, getting suspended, being misunderstood. So I wanted to work strictly with our young men. I ended up writing a book called No More Excuses, Black Man Stand Up. And I have a workbook that goes with that. You know, it's kind of like a rite of passage for young men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that expanded, you know, my territory to working with educators, working with administrators, working with parents. Now I'm asked to speak at national conferences like the ASCD conference, the National Title I, National AMLE. Never saw myself doing all that, but, you know, being invited to speak at these national conferences has opened up the door to working with schools across the country and, you know, across the world and in Canada. So I do it full time now, consulting, working with speaking, writing, doing book signings. And just doing the workshops, trying to help mend the fence between educators and students and parents.
Truly inspiring.
I got three kids. I got three kids. Son just graduated from Morehouse last year. I have two daughters at home. Son has two kids, so I'm a grandparent now too. So, you know, just taking a break, man, a couple of days, you know, 'cause I've been out speaking for the last couple of weeks, and I don't go back until next week. I'm going to Cheyenne, Wyoming is my next stop. So who would ever thought I'd be in Cheyenne, Wyoming? That's crazy. I didn't think I'd be in Wyoming. It's me brothers out there, but you know, it's all cool.
I love it. Well, what are three things you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Well, you know, being a father, you know, really proud because I didn't have a father growing up. So it's a proud moment being a father, being a husband, being able to provide for my family, being an entrepreneur, just being a man of God, man, and just going by his word. You know, I used to say my father never was there. No, my father was always there. He was always with me. So because God has been with me. And, you know, like I said, I'm just going to play the cards I'm dealt, but I'm really proud of being a father, now being a grandfather, being a husband, but, you know, more importantly, just being a difference maker, instead of, stuff starter out here, just being a difference maker out here instead of bringing stress and strife to the world, you know, because the work that we're doing is making a difference. You know, you get messages on Instagram from kids who are going to commit suicide and say, your presentation changed my mind. You know, so that's, you know, I take this work seriously, man. So really proud to be in a position to impact people in a positive way.
So good. That gave me chills because it's one thing to know that we're striving to influence and make an impact. But it's another thing when you like realize and somebody says to you by you sharing your story.
Yeah,
it's allowing me to be better. That's a whole other different thing right there.
It is. I tell you what, man, it gives you chills, man, because this kid is basically sharing themselves with you and telling them, I was going to do this. Yeah. I was going to take myself out. And then all of a sudden, man, they said, you get this message on Instagram saying, hey, I came to your presentation. I didn't even want to go today, but I was going to kill myself. And now I'm not going to do it. So this work is... It's not work, it's a ministry. We don't have jobs, yes. We have assignments.
It's a call.
And I believe this is my assignment, this is my calling, and I'm just trying to walk in it, man.
Yeah, Doc, and I call that being in alignment with your assignment.
That's right. And yeah. I like I said, I wanted to play football, man, and get me an umbrella and get me a cooler and some sandals and walk out to the water and just look at the ocean. I said, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Come on.
So, I still went to the ocean, but it was another means. You know, I had kids, wife with me, but how am I got there?
It was a family vacay. Huh?
Yeah, family vacation. We going too. Where do you think you going? We going too. So. Come on, y'all. Let's go.
That's good. Well, just hearing you talk about your journey, hearing you discuss the things that you're proud of, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success. What is your definition of success?
Well, you know, success for me is it takes four things to be successful. Success is not about, you know, how much money you make. It's about the impact that you're making. You know what I mean? It's about the impact that you're making. I think I lost you for a second.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's four steps, in my opinion, to being successful. It takes exertion. It takes skill. It takes practice and it takes perseverance. Exertion means you have to exert some energy. We got too many people out being lazy, but they want to be successful. You know, you can't be successful laying around all the time. You got to exert some energy. It takes skill. That means you got to be prolific at something, whatever that may be. Everybody can't sing. You ever been in church, man? And, you know, sister such and such getting up singing. She sung with all the vigor and confidence, but she couldn't sing a lick, right? But she's good at something, right? It's just not singing. But she want to let everybody in the congregation know that she's going to sing this Sunday. So whatever you're good at, you know, be prolific in it and work hard at it. So it takes practice. So once you do these things, just because you're good at something don't mean that you don't practice. I started off speaking in very small arenas, man, housing authorities and jails and juveniles, and now speaking in front of thousands of people. You got to learn how to walk. I mean, learn how to crawl before you walk. So exertion, skill, practice, and last but not least is perseverance. Perseverance means when you get knocked down, you got to get back up and try it again. You've been knocked down, but you ain't been knocked out, right? So we got to keep on keeping on. So success for me is exertion, skill, practice, perseverance.
You know, and that's first off, that's so good. Those four things, but you know, I almost went church on you. I was looking in my pocket square, like, hey, come on.
Yes, sir. Because so many good. People measure success off of money, and there's people with money that put a bullet in their head.
Come you on. Know what I mean? Not happy at all.
Happiness is the new rich. Yeah. You know, kindness is cool, healthy, is wealthy. And when you're peaceful, you're successful. That's how I look at it.
I love it. I love it. So as we close, I'd love for you to get an opportunity. I know you mentioned, a couple of your books and your workbook, but I'd love for you to, mention about your books and, tell the audience where they can go follow you and check you out and show you some love.
Well, you can follow me at my social media handles. I'm trying to get them on here. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, Facebook, at RJ Motivates on Twitter, Rob J Motivates on Instagram. And also we have several books. You have the Black Man Stand Up in the middle. Then you have the Workbook for Boys here. Then you have Solutions Educating Black and Latino Males. You got the Workbook for Girls. You got the award-winning book, Becoming the Educator They Need, Mindset, Strategies, and Beliefs for Supporting Our Black and Latino Males. And then lastly, you have the Put a Stop to Bullying. And then book number 7. And I know you've been blessed to 14. I'm trying to catch you, bro, but let me start with 7 first. Book number 7 is for mothers raising sons. We have a lot of women who are raising our young boys. And I want to teach you how to raise your young boys to be young men. Right. So we're going to be talking about strategies for raising our young men. I don't care if he's gay or straight. I don't care if he's big or small. I don't care if he's a toddler or a grown man. We have to do a better job in raising our sons and teaching them to be self-sufficient. So please go to my website, robertjacksonmotivates.com. Pick up a copy of some of these materials. We can't do it all by ourselves. That's why we have these materials in place. And we'd love to hear from you as well at RJ Motivates on Twitter, Rob J Motivates on Instagram, and Facebook, Robert Jackson Motivates fan page. Yes, sir.
Well, there it is. Again, I just want to say thanks so much for taking the time to hang out with the Success Chronicles. Truly appreciate it, and I wish you continued success.
Yeah, God bless you, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless. Go get it.